In the headlines, opposition members have issued a clarion call to the St. Lucian public demanding that the government be held accountable for misdeeds and regressive priorities. Health officials have announced the presence of a contagious viral illness within some educational institutions on island, and at least 74 passengers have died after a train traveling through Pakistan caught a flame. Details coming up.
Support to raise funds for women living with breast cancer. Make a donation to Faces of Cancer at the cash register when you shop at Massey stores, starting at $1 up to $200. Massey stores will match the funds raised. This is all done to benefit
organizations like us, cancer survivors like me.
And together, we can make a difference. Terms and conditions apply.
Hurricane season is here and the time to be prepared is now. Your safety and the safety of your assets begins with you. So don't wait until the last moments to prepare. Make sure trees around your home are properly trimmed to avoid branches and roots from damaging your assets. Test your shutters and generators. Secure loose objects around your property. And remember, always be fully insured. Secure the right policy for your family, yourself, and your assets at Nagico Insurances. For more information and hurricane preparedness tips, visit Nagico.com and the Nagico Insurances Instagram and Facebook page. Be prepared and safe during this hurricane season. Nagico Insurances. Fast, fair, and always there.
And to our customers, tomorrow, Nagico will be hosting a Customer Appreciation Day from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. They're inviting you to come on out and celebrate their fifth year anniversary as they show appreciation.
Tile Up Sale is now on at the Tile Gallery. Enjoy 25% off on all of our new selection of tiles and up to 60% off on selected tiles only at the Tile Gallery. Take advantage of amazing savings. That's right, 25% off store-wide and up to 60% off on selected tiles. Visit the Tile Gallery at M&C Home Depot, Wadawash, today.
Special on at all M&C Home Depot locations.
And now with the details of the news, I am Heba Talium. Opposition members have issued a clarion call to the St. Lucian public demanding that the government be held accountable for, quote, misdeeds and, quote, regressive priorities. Leader of the parliamentary opposition, Philippe J. Pierre, addressing members of the media at a press conference convened earlier today, sought to juxtapose the efforts expended in launching the equestrian industry and the resolution of issues within the national healthcare system. According to the opposition leader, while the efforts injected into launching a horse racing festival have been spirited, matters affecting the public need to be placed in a position of greater prominence.
Following the arrival in St. Lucia over 2 weeks ago of 40 horses under police escort from the USC for the project, the Prime Minister and representatives of DSH on Wednesday, October 23rd, held a press launch for a horse racing festival scheduled for 13th December 2019. The zeal with which the government has supported the launching of this horse racing track sadly contrasts with its indifferent approach to resolving a health crisis in the country. A crisis largely of its own making. A government that hails the construction of a horse racing track as a major achievement for the country, but at the same time halts the completion and commissioning of the country's two urgently needed hospitals, is a government that has prized horses over hospitals and has placed stables before hospital wards.
The opposition leader went on to comment on the need for the government's priorities to be, quote, reined in.
It's a government that is muddled in its thinking, retrogressive in its priorities, and has run off its tracks. For the welfare of the people of St. Lucia, it is a government that has to be reined in. The UDAP government has been attempting to mask the use of taxpayers' funds in the horse racing project by claiming that it is the investor who is responsible for all the developments. The government cannot hide the fact that in order to facilitate the horse racing venture, it has used public funds for the following. The building of a new road at a cost of $13 million to replace the one condemned by the laying of the racetrack, and that road was built without tender. The closure of the Bosiju Agriculture Station and the recent selling at knockdown prices of the majority of livestock kept there. The displacement of farmers who had occupied land now leased to DSH. The decommissioning of the $24 million meat processing plant located at Bosiju, which was a gift from the government of the Republic of China on Taiwan. The borrowing of $11 million from the NIC to purchase lands in Derisu to locate a new meat processing plant. The taxpayers of this country, without their knowledge, have spent $48 million, even without valuing the Bosiju livestock farm. By the government's own admission, the taxpayers have already invested more in the DSH project than the investor.
Mr. Pierre later issued a clarion call to members of the public, noting that matters of governance need not place entertainment at the fore.
By its own actions, the UDAP government has demonstrated that health care in St. Lucia is not its priority and is more concerned with bringing festivals to the people. First, from 2017, it has been the Soleil Summer Festival. Now is the Equine Cultural Festival. The governance of a country is not about entertainment. The governance of a country is not about sport. Not even a spot of kings. It's about serious business of managing issues of life and death. The St. Lucia Labour Party therefore calls upon all good citizens of the island to join the movement in protesting and halting the foolishness and carelessness and misguided priorities of this Alan Chasney-led government.
Leader of the Parliamentary Opposition, Philip G. Pierre. The Ministry of Health has confirmed reports of cases of hand, foot and mouth disease within some educational institutions on Ireland. Hand, foot and mouth disease is a contagious viral illness common in infants and children younger than 5 years, which spreads easily in childcare settings. National epidemiologist Dr. Michelle Fossoy, commenting on the reports, detailed the symptoms which may present themselves upon infection.
Hand, foot and mouth disease is a viral infection. It is contagious. It usually occurs in children 5 years of age and under. However, adults and older children can get hand, foot and mouth disease. Most persons presenting with hand, foot and mouth disease would present initially with a fever, which would later be accompanied by lesions in the mouth, on the soles of the feet, on the palms of the hands, and it can also occur on the knees and the elbows, the buttocks and the genital area. There is no specific treatment for hand, foot and mouth disease. However, fever-reducing medication and painkillers can be used as persons presenting with hand, foot and mouth disease may have pain in the mouth.
Dr. Fossoy also outlined steps to be undertaken by caregivers to infected individuals.
Parents and guardians, therefore, are asked to monitor the intake of children as they would refuse to eat because of such pain. And cool drinks or cold drinks can be administered, which would soothe the lesions. And to avoid giving hard, crunchy foods such as crackers, avoid acidic foods and very hot foods as well. Hand hygiene is also very important in reducing transmission. Hand, foot and mouth disease is transmitted mainly from person-to-person contact, when individuals get into contact with the secretions from the lesions, as well as if they are in contact with contaminated surfaces or if an infected individual coughs and sneezes. Therefore, persons presenting with hand, foot, and mouth disease, it is advised to refrain from going into work or to school, as this can further spread the disease to other individuals. If you are unsure about your child's condition or if you notice that signs and symptoms do not improve, we recommend that individuals please go into your nearest wellness facility where you can receive advice and treatment from one of our practitioners.
National epidemiologist Dr. Michelle Francois. The sporting discipline of swimming has been regarded as one of the foremost active disciplines on island at present. In a matter of weeks, St. Vincent and the Grenadines will be hosting the 2019 OCS Championships, in which national athletes are expected to present a show of athleticism. To look back on how the sport has developed from past to present day, here is Joseph Reds-Barrera.
When the OCS began in late 1984 and into 1985, there was an effort to try and see if swimming was a possibility on the OCS program. Well, the desk contacted David Peterkin, and at that time it was found out that only St. Lucia had affiliation to the official world body FINA. But through David Peterkin, we were able to arrange a temporary affiliation, and the first ever meet was held in Antigua. It was a small start, but it paid off heaps and bungs as the years went on. The following meet was in Grenada, and then eventually it slipped to St. Lucia. And by that time, Dominica and St. Vincent had in fact joined the fold, which is now being extended to Martinique, possible Guadeloupe, and the BVI and Anguilla. Now, swimmers in St. Lucia and the OECS can look forward to taking part in trials for the Olympic Games in Tokyo in 2020. They're swimming presently in the OECS Championships in Corifta, in the CC Can, in the Goodwill. The sky is the limit, and a number of St. Lucians and OECS swimmers have gained scholarships to include those in Antigua, where it all first started. So one must say really congratulations to the early work of Peterkin and all the associations that followed. The role of the sponsor, it used to be Barbados Mutual, is now gone to Sagico, which has played an important role, and the standards have really risen tremendously.
At least 74 passengers have died after a train traveling between two Pakistani cities caught fire. Minister for Railways Sheikh Rashid Ahmed said the fire was caused by the explosion of a gas cylinder being used by passengers cooking breakfast. The blaze is thought to have spread to at least three carriages. According to the BBC, many of the victims died as they tried to jump off the burning train, and another 40 individuals have been injured. The accident happened near the town of Rakhim Yarkhan in the south of Punjab province. Now to the regional developments brought to you with the kind compliments of Tire Zone.
Getting brand new quality tires and rims for your vehicles have never been so easy. Tire Zone in the blue building next to the VG Roundabout sells tires for motorcycles for as low as $180. What? But that's not all. Tire Zone also stock tires for all types of vehicles, including 13-inch for as low as $99, 14-inch starting from $150, 15-inch starting at $185, 16-inch for as low as $195, and 17-inch starting from only $200. Why buy used tires when you can get quality brand new tires for such low prices at Tire Zone? Visit us in the blue building next to the VG Roundabout or call 452-1313, 486-4459 or 724-5996. Again, 452-1313, 486-4459 or 724-5996. Email us at tirezone.slu@gmail.com. Check us out on Facebook and Instagram. Tire Zone.
This is the Carib Update News Service. I'm Wendy Chateau reporting. Dominica's Prime Minister speaks on Hong Kong situation. This is the big story we're tracking at this hour on Thursday, October 31st, 2019. Details of this story and more straight ahead. Now for the details. Dominica, great restraint in the face of ongoing demonstrations in Hong Kong. Speaking in Roseau during a signing ceremony for a new economic and technical agreement with Beijing, the Dominican leader weighed into the Hong Kong situation.
I also want to commend the leadership of China and President Xi in particular and the authorities in Hong Kong for the manner in which they have been handling the internal challenges faced in Hong Kong. I believe that the Chinese leadership have shown great restraint, profound tolerance, and our hope is that there can be a settled solution to the present challenges.
The unrest has disrupted businesses and dealt a particularly heavy blow to the tourism and retail sectors. The demonstrations began over a proposed extradition bill between the territory and mainland China and have evolved into demands for greater freedoms. Hong Kong is part of China, but its citizens have more autonomy than those on the mainland. Clashes between police and activists have become increasingly violent, with police using tear gas and protesters storming parliament. In Roseau, the Dominican leader expressed regrets about the destruction of property.
But we believe that the rule of law must be respected. The destruction and damage of people's private property and public property should never be tolerated by any one of us in this world. A wrong in one country is a wrong in another country. And countries have laws, countries have regulations, and these things must be respected by all concerned. And so we're hoping that there can be an end to the lawlessness that's taking place in Hong Kong and that people respect the rule of law.
Russian President Vladimir Putin hailed Cuba's resilience in the face of U.S. pressure as he hosted his Cuban counterparts for talks Tuesday on expanding cooperation between the old allies. Putin told Cuban President Manuel Diaz-Canal that Russia has always remained supportive of Cuba. Russian-Cuban ties are still far from the Cold War era of near-total Cuban dependence on the Soviet bloc, which saw the island as a forward operating base in the Americas, then largely abandoned it in 1990s. But observers of Cuban and Russian foreign policy say there is a significant warming between the former partners, prompted in part by the Trump administration's reversal of President Barack Obama's opening to Cuba. Cuba and Russia are also heavily supporting Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro, whom the U.S. has been trying to overthrow. Speaking to Putin, Diaz-Canal said his government considers developing ties with Russia its top priority, and hailed a recent visit by Russian Prime Minister Dmitry Medvedev. Chairman of Jamaica's Cannabis Licensing Authority, CLA, Hyacinth Lightbourne, says one of the major hindrances to the growth of the country's cannabis industry is the banking sector. Lightbourne says the industry cannot move forward because of the recurring banking issues and lamented that the CLA does not have the ability to fix it, noting that the CLA, a regulator in the ganja industry, could not get a bank account for almost a year. She said there are currently 238 individuals under the CLA without a bank account. This is Newsbreak from the Carib Update News Service. In more news, the Antiguan Parliament has agreed to buy additional U.S. $15.8 million in Liat shares. This as the government has been given the go-ahead to secure a loan of $15.8 million U.S. dollars with Banco de Alba. On a Tuesday, October 29, 2019, Speaker of the House, Sir Gerald Watt QC, authorized the resolution and members of Parliament voted for the resolution, which is expected to yet again recapitalize the failing airline. Prime Minister and Minister of Finance Gaston Browne anticipates that the changes will make Liat more efficient and profitable, but warned that it would come with cuts, including reduction in salary and wages. In addition, the Antiguan Barbuda government will be required to contribute to a social fund, which according to the Prime Minister is a precedent condition when seeking funds from ALBA. The remaining U.S. $15 million will be utilized to recapitalize Liat. Trinidad and Tobago's Prime Minister Keith Rowley has accused the political leader of the Progressive Democratic Patriots, Watson Duke, of working for the opposition United National Congress for a cost. Speaking to local media, Rowley said Duke had been bought out and is unfit to lead. Rowley's comments come days after Duke launched his political party in Tobago on the weekend and slammed the ruling People's National Movement administration for failing the people of Tobago. But Rowley hit back, saying that Duke is colluding with the UNC to advance the opposition party's election agenda. Bahamas's Prime Minister Hubert Minnis has again defended his decision to deport illegal migrants following the passage of Hurricane Dorian, saying that immigration officers are mandated to treat people humanely. This as he responded to videos depicting officers mocking individuals stopped for questioning. In two separate videos, a Bahamian immigration officer can be seen quizzing several people on their knowledge of the Bahamas, while others laughed off camera. In one video, three men are seated on the back of a truck as if apprehended as an officer asks them to sing the Bahamian national anthem. Last night, Minnis said his administration does not support any law enforcement agency in the Bahamas improperly treating people within the country. This has been another edition of Newsbreak from the Carib Update News Service, the Caribbean's newsroom. I am Wendy Chateau.
Tires and rims for your vehicles have never been so easy. Tire Zone in the blue building next to the VG Roundabout sells tires for motorcycles for as low as $180. What? But that's not all. Tire Zone also stocks tires for all types of vehicles, including 13-inch for as low as $99, 14-inch starting from $150, 15-inch starting at $185, 16-inch for as low as $195, and 17-inch starting from only $200. Why buy used tires when you can get quality brand new tires for such low prices at Tire Zone? Visit us in the blue building next to the VG Roundabout or call 452-1313, 486-4459 or 724-5996. Again, 452-1313, 486-4459 or 724-5996. Email us at tirezone.slu@gmail.com. Check us out on Facebook and Instagram. Tire Zone.
To end the news, a recap of the headlines. Opposition members have issued a clarion call to the St. Lucian public demanding that the government be held accountable for, quote, misdeeds and regressive priorities, end quote. Health officials have announced the presence of a contagious viral illness within some of the educational institutions on island. And at least 74 passengers have died after a train traveling between two Pakistani cities caught aflame. This has been the Midday News Edition. I'm Kiba Talium. Good afternoon.